Welcome to the Six Flags Wild Safari Drive-Thru Adventure. Six Flags has been devoted to animal conservation and education since 1974. We're proud to share the world's most incredible animals with you. The safari is home to many animals classified as threatened, vulnerable, and even extinct in the wild. It's also a sanctuary for some rescued and injured animals. We hope to inspire you to learn more about these precious creatures and how to help preserve them for generations to come. You're about to travel through 350 acres of simulated natural habitats. But before we begin, we want to remind you that safety is our top priority. Please follow our code of conduct to keep you and our animals safe.
Please stay inside your vehicle and keep all windows, doors, and sunroofs closed. All of our animals have specialized diets, and people food may make them sick, so please do not feed or touch the animals. Remember to always give our animals the right of way. This is their year-round home, and we're the invited guests. On your journey, please be respectful of your furry and feathered hosts. If you have car trouble, please pull to the side of the road and put on your hazard lights. One of our team members in a zebra-striped vehicle will come to assist you. Remember to stay inside your vehicle with the windows and doors closed.
This audio tour is one complete narration. At the end of each section, we'll remind you to put your player on pause until you reach the next section. This will keep your audio tour synced up with your journey. You can find out more about each animal species at sixflags.com/safari. Now it's time to begin our tour.
Our adventure starts right here in the Americas. We'll explore animals from North and South America. Let's meet the fallow deer. Fallow deer are similar in size to New Jersey's native white-tailed deer. Males are called bucks and females are called does. Their young are called fawns. Bucks have shovel-shaped antlers that shed once each season. They're used when fighting over females and are a good indication of a buck's health. Antlers grow a layer of skin called velvet. Deer will rub their antlers on trees to shed velvet. Since this can damage trees, we fence off the trunks to protect them. Say hello to the Roosevelt elk. These large hoof stock are named for President Theodore Roosevelt. They're the largest elk subspecies in North America and native to the Pacific Northwest. Males can weigh over 1,000 pounds, with antlers that average 4 feet long. For most of the year, female elk live in groups of 20 to 30 with their young, while males live on their own or in small groups. During their breeding season, which is known as rut, bull elk will join these female groups to breed, fighting with other bulls using their antlers. You may also hear them vocalizing during rut. Males make a bugle sound, and females bark in reply. Next, let's talk about the American bison. These giant brown creatures are the symbol of the North American Great Plains. Bison are the largest American land animal, weighing up to 2,200 pounds and standing up to 6.5 feet tall. Bison have horns which are part of their skull and never shed. They grow a thick winter coat that insulates them. You'll see them shedding this coat throughout the summer. You'll often hear bison referred to as buffalo because of their similar appearance to the African buffalo. However, the two species are quite different. Now, let's head to South America to meet the pop culture icon, the llama. Llamas are direct relatives of camels, although you won't find a hump. they have thick wool coats that are used for clothing. Llamas are pack animals in the Andes Mountains and can carry up to 100 pounds on their backs. The soft pads on their feet make them excellent climbers. Llamas are often confused with their smaller cousin, the alpaca. Although adorable, llamas can be very temperamental. When threatened or frustrated, they will regurgitate stomach bile and spit at those near them. Their spit is extremely smelly. Because of their aggressive nature when provoked, ranchers often use llamas to guard flocks of sheep against predators. Say hello to the rhea. The rhea is a large, flightless bird that looks similar to the ostrich and emu because they're in the same family, known as ratites. Males have a ring of black feathers around their necks, while females are usually gray and white. Although rhea don't fly, they use their wings as rudders to balance themselves while running at high speeds. Females can lay up to 20 eggs in a nest, but it's actually the males that incubate the eggs and raise the offspring. You may spot an unusual white rhea, but this bird is not an albino. It's actually leucistic. A recessive gene makes their feathers white and eyes blue. That completes the animals of the Americas. Press pause on your player until you reach our next section, Africa.
Welcome to Checkpost 3, Africa. In this section, you'll see some of the world's most iconic animals. Let's begin with the massive African elephant. They're the largest land animals in the world, reaching up to 12 feet tall at the shoulder and weighing up to 7 tons. You can distinguish them from Asian elephants by the shape of their ears, which resembles the continent of Africa. An elephant's trunk is an elongation of the upper lip and nose, and it's made up of more than 100,000 muscles. It's prehensile, meaning that it can grasp like a hand. Elephants use their trunks to pick up items, suck in water, and breathe while swimming completely submerged. In a single day, they can drink up to 60 gallons of water and eat 300 pounds of food. Elephant tusks can grow up to 8 feet long and weigh 100 pounds each. Most elephants have a dominant tusk, the way that we have a dominant hand. Because it's used more often, the dominant tusk becomes worn down. Luckily, tusks never stop growing. Elephants typically live from 60 to 80 years. They're social animals that live in herds ruled by a matriarch, usually the oldest female. They have a variety of vocalizations, although our human ears only pick up about a third of the sounds that elephants make. Pregnancies are infrequent and the longest of any animal, lasting 22 months. Due to the ivory trade, illegal poaching, and habitat destruction by humans, African elephants are considered vulnerable in the wild. Their population was nearly halved in the 1980s, and should it decrease even further, it's likely that the African savanna landscape will drastically change. Say hello to the ostrich. Ostrich are the world's largest bird, standing up to 8 feet tall. And even though they don't fly, they're also the fastest running birds in the world. They can reach speeds up to 45 miles per hour, thanks to their two clawed toes. Their eyes are the largest of any bird, up to 2 inches across. They have 2 eyelids. One lid protects against dirt and dust, and the other is semi-transparent and closes upward to protect the eye while still allowing the ostrich to see. Males are black and females are gray. Ostriches produce the largest egg in the world, weighing around 3 pounds and equivalent to about 2 dozen chicken eggs. After both parents incubate the eggs, chicks are born approximately the size of a grapefruit and can grow up to 1 foot a month for 6 months. Next, we'll encounter the white rhinoceros. You may be thinking to yourself, why is it called a white rhino when it's actually gray? It's possible that the name came from a mistranslation of the word wide, referring to the rhino's square-shaped lip. Regardless, the white rhino is the largest living species of the five species of rhino, averaging 4,000 to 6,000 pounds. Rhinos have two horns, but they're not made of bone. They're actually made of keratin, the same material that makes up our hair and fingernails. You may notice that some horns have unusual shapes. This develops when a rhino rubs its horns on things like rocks and trees to create sharp points. In the wild, rhinos are hunted for their horns, which are used in traditional Asian medicine, although there is no scientific evidence to support its effectiveness. A group of rhinos is called a crash. Rhinos are one of the last remaining mega herbivores, along with elephants and hippos, meaning a large animal that eats mainly plants. They're often believed to be related to these animals due to similarities in appearance, but a rhino is actually more closely related to horses, donkeys, and zebras. Speaking of zebras, let's talk about the Grant's zebra. Similar to a human fingerprint, the stripe pattern for each zebra is unique. No two patterns are alike. Here's a question. Are zebras black with white stripes or white with black stripes? Any guesses? The stripes serve many uses, one of which is camouflage. When zebra herd together, it becomes very difficult to tell one zebra from another. When the herd moves, it's called a motion dazzle. Stripes can also deter biting insects, as the contrasting colors affect their vision. Now, back to our question. Are zebras black with white stripes, or white with black stripes? Though many zebra have an all-white belly, the dark color of their muzzle, inner ears, and just above the hoof indicates that the zebra can be considered black or dark brown with white stripes. Did you guess correctly? Female zebras give birth to a single baby known as a foal after 12 months of gestation. Baby zebras can stand within 20 minutes of being born and able to run after an hour. This helps them avoid predators. But keep your distance. Zebras can be very aggressive, which may be the reason they were never domesticated. Let's look to the ponds for our next species, the Asian water buffalo. These buffalo bear some similarities to their African cousins, the Cape buffalo. But these are domesticated animals, commonly found on farms as beasts of burden, helping to work the fields. Their tough and thick hides are often used for leather, and their milk, which has more fat than that of domestic cattle, is used for making a liquid butter in India. That completes the animals of Africa. Please press pause until you reach our next section, the wild plains.
You're now entering Checkpost 4, the Wild Plains. This section is home to the largest variety of species living side by side. Let's begin with blackbuck. They're one of the few antelope species in which males and females have different coloration. Females are fawn-colored with white undersides and no horns. Males are born with the same coloration, but the fawn color transitions to a darker black coat with age. Males also have impressive, V-shaped, twisted horns. These animals have adapted to become incredible athletes, reaching top speeds of 50 miles per hour for short distances. They can jump up to 5 feet straight up when startled. Six Flags is home to multiple herds of blackbuck. This herd, as well as the herd in the Serengeti grasslands, is a bachelor herd comprised entirely of males. You'll find a mixed herd of males, females, and juveniles in the Tigris Asiana section near the end of your journey. Now, let's meet the common eland. As the world's largest antelope, elands stand 6 feet tall at the shoulder and weigh up to 2,000 pounds. They have a tan or fawn coat with faint, thin white stripes on their torsos that serve as camouflage in grasslands and scrublands. Males are larger than females and have a flap of skin hanging under their throats called a dewlap. Eland have mostly straight yet tightly spiraled horns that can reach 2.5 feet long. They're accomplished jumpers, able to reach heights of 8 feet when startled. But they're the slowest running antelope, sprinting at only 25 miles per hour. Say hello to Elipsis waterbuck. These antelope are named for the circular-shaped white marking on their rear. In addition to being sure-footed on land, waterbuck will spend time in bodies of water to avoid predators. Excited waterbuck secrete a gooey substance from their sweat glands to attract mates. It has a pungent smell that repels predators and waterproofs the animal's body. Next, we'll meet the Bisa oryx. They belong to a group of horse-like antelope that also includes scimitar-horned oryx, Attix, and sable, three species you'll soon meet. They have thin and very pointy horns and distinctive white and black face markings. They're found in dry regions and can go without water for extended periods of time. Instead, they rely on vegetation for their water intake. The kidneys of Bisa and their relatives are highly specialized to retain as much water as possible while eliminating waste. They can tolerate periods of extreme heat by raising their body temperature to 116 degrees Fahrenheit, which allows them to conserve water by not needing to sweat. With curved horns resembling a scimitar, it's the scimitar-horned oryx. Their tan bodies with cinnamon-colored necks serve as camouflage in the desert, their natural habitat. In 2000, the scimitar-horned oryx was listed as extinct in the wild. But we're excited to share that thanks to a conservation program in Chad, calves are now being born in their natural habitat. Next, let's learn about the Dama gazelle. They're the world's largest gazelle, and their coloration is an adaptation for a desert habitat. You may find this toasted marshmallow-colored gazelle leaping into the air with four straight legs. This unusual-looking behavior is known as pronking or stotting, and is a common behavior for the gazelle and impala. They're critically endangered with an estimated maximum wild population of only 1 to 200. In fact, there are more Dama gazelle under human care than there are in the wild. Their primary threat is habitat loss by humans. Let's look and listen for our next animal, the peafowl. Most commonly known as the peacock, these beautiful birds are native to India. Peafowl are unique because of the magnificent feathers growing from their backs that fan out behind them. Peafowl with colorful feathers are the male peacock, which helps them attract females. Female peafowl, or peahens, are brown and gray with no bright coloration to stay hidden from predators. Next up, you can't miss the red and coley cattle. These animals boast a reddish-brown fur and two giant horns. You may think these are Texas longhorn, but this cattle is from East Africa. They're also referred to as Watusi cattle, named after the Tutsi people of East Africa who initially bred them. Those impressive horns have special blood vessels that cool the animal off, which helps them survive in warm climates. In many African cultures, a person's herd of cattle is a sign of their wealth. Therefore, these cattle are used mostly for their milk. Look toward the sky and say hi to the giraffe. The giraffe is the tallest land mammal on Earth. Giraffes stand about 17 feet tall and can weigh anywhere from 2 to 4,000 pounds. Their legs alone are 6 feet long. A giraffe's incredibly long neck measures up to 7 feet long, and they only have 7 vertebrae, the same as you and me. Here in the safari, you may see giraffes licking cars with their nearly 2-foot-long tongues. They love the taste of pollen, so don't be surprised if you're treated to a free car wash. When giraffes travel in groups, they're known as a tower, and they typically live to be about 25 years old. In the last 30 years, giraffe numbers have decreased 40% due to habitat loss, poaching, and other human-wildlife interferences. since this was such a rapid change, giraffes are considered vulnerable to extinction. Are you ready for something new? Most commonly known as the blue wildebeest, the white-bearded gnu has dark stripes on the front half of its body, two small horns, and of course, a white beard. In the wild, the gnu migrate each year in search of fresh water and pastures. These migrations can have as many as 1 million animals, including up to 500,000 zebra and gazelle that travel with them. The migration stretches thousands of miles and is considered one of the great natural wonders of the world. Last but certainly not least, let's meet the bongo. You'll know the bongo by its striking reddish-brown coat with white stripes, unique black and white face markings, and tightly spiraled horns. As the third largest antelope in the world, bongos are critically endangered in the wild due to logging and poaching. These are many of the wonderful animals of the wild plains. You'll meet a few more on the lower plains after Black Bear Ridge. Now, press pause on your player until you reach the Serengeti grasslands.
Welcome to the Serengeti grasslands. The Serengeti is an East African ecosystem most well known for the great migration of more than 1 million wildebeest, zebra, and gazelle. It gets its name from the Ma word, meaning endless plains. First, we'll introduce the attics. Attics sport their light white coat during the summer, which helps spread excess heat. In the winter, their coat turns into a darker gray color that helps them absorb heat from the sun. Now, do you think unicorns are real or just a mythical creature? It's believed that the attics and oryx may have actually given rise to the myth of the unicorn. If you look at them from the side, their horns line up just right, and it appears they only have one singular horn. The attics have been determined as critically endangered, with less than 100 animals currently living in the wild. There are about 700 animals in captive breeding programs to help increase their global population.
Let's learn about the sable. This striking horse-like antelope boasts a tufted tail, mane, and impressive ringed horns that curve like a scimitar. They're named for the Russian word meaning black. Typically settling near water, the sable is a herbivore that must compete with humans who seek this kind of land for farming. Sadly, their beautiful horns are also a highly prized trophy for hunters.
Next is the white-tailed gnu. This gnu is the smaller relative of the white-bearded gnu and is also known as the black wildebeest. They are recognized by their dark fur, horns, and of course, a white tail. Although they are listed as least concern, the white-tailed gnu has historically been an endangered species. Thanks to conservation efforts, the species was reintroduced to countries in which it had gone extinct, and the population today is estimated at 18,000. Say hello to the Adad. Though they're called Barbary sheep, these animals are more closely related to goats. They're smaller than some of the hoof stock you've seen, with a warm brown coat and curved horns. Adad are normally found in dry environments like the Atlas Mountains and require little water. Males have larger and thicker horns, which they use to battle one another for dominance. We hope you've enjoyed your time in the Serengeti grasslands. Press pause in your player now until you've reached the next section, Kingsland.
You're now entering Kingsland, home of the African lion. Though they're referred to as the king of the jungle, lions are native to grasslands and not what we traditionally think of as jungles. The word jungle comes from the Hindi word jangal, which means an uninhabitable place, like the arid grasslands lions call home. Lions are the only truly social cat species, living in family groups called prides. A pride usually consists of one male with many females and their cubs, though it's not uncommon for there to be multiple males in a pride with a single dominant alpha male. They're also the only cat species where males and females look different. Along with males being larger, males grow spectacular manes. Hunting is primarily conducted by females. They rely on stalking their prey and then quickly ambushing it, using their greater numbers. Although the females hunt the prey, males are the first to eat. Lions will typically eat 11 to 16 pounds in just one meal. Wow. A lion's roar can be heard over 5 miles away. And serve to both intimidate predators and rivals, as well as reunite scattered pride members. They will greet one another by rubbing their faces and bodies against each other. Lions are an endangered species. Historically, they were spread throughout almost all of Africa, throughout Southwest Asia, reaching India, and even in parts of Europe. In the 1940s, lion populations were estimated at 450,000. But over the last 20 years, their population has reduced dramatically and now stands at less than 20,000. As you drive through the safari, you may notice that some of our ponds have a bright green surface. This is the world's smallest flowering plant, called duckweed. It's full of protein and vitamins A and B. It's a tasty snack for animals such as the bears you'll see in our next section. Pause your player now until you reach Black Bear Ridge.
You're now in Black Bear Ridge, home of the American black bear. The American black bear is North America's smallest and most widely distributed bear species. They can be found along the east and west coast, into the Rocky Mountains, down into Mexico, and throughout most of Canada and Alaska. Generally, male black bears weigh from 500 to 800 pounds. Females typically weigh less than 400 pounds. Due to their smaller stature, black bears are adept climbers. They're more docile than other North American species, preferring to avoid contact with humans. However, black bears that are located near human development often enter towns looking for food, which can cause conflict. Although typically roaming alone, sometimes groups of bears, called sloths, will gather for food. The general lifespan of a black bear in the wild is 20 years, but under human care, they can live into their 40s. Both black and brown bears hibernate during the winter due to limited sources of food being available during the colder season. Leading up to hibernation, bears will gain excess body fat, which will act as a food reserve during the hibernation period. As you exit this section, you will pass through the lowlands of the wild plains. Here, you may see some hoofstock and exotic birds of Africa and beyond, so let's learn more about them. First, let's meet the Chilean flamingo. You may best recognize these birds thanks to plastic lawn ornaments, but these pink birds are native to mudflats and lagoons in South America. During breeding season, they display some pretty unique behaviors to attract mates, like swiveling their heads from side to side in unison, called head flagging, and repeatedly opening and closing their wings, called wing salutes. Now, let's talk about the red lechwe. This type of antelope is usually found near aquatic areas in Zambia and Botswana. You'll recognize the red lechwe by their reddish fur, white ringed eyes, and tall horns reaching up to 3 feet long. Their hind legs are longer and stronger than their front legs. This helps them run long distances in marshy soil. Also in the antelope family, you'll see the greater kudu. Kudu are Africa's third largest antelope and bear a white striped pattern on their backs and stomachs, which serve as camouflage in tall grasses. If a kudu senses a threat, they will freeze in hopes of not being detected. The horns of a male kudu can take up to 6 years to develop their signature 2.5 twists. We're in the presence of royalty. It's the sacred ibis. These black and white bodied birds are carnivorous, eating small reptiles, insects, fish, and more. Sacred ibis live in large colonies near waterways throughout Africa. Here's a fun historical fact. These birds were worshipped in ancient Egypt as a representation of the god Thoth and were a symbol of wisdom. Tombs have been found with more than 1 million mummified ibis. Press pause until you reach Terra Ursus, our next habitat.
Welcome to Terra Ursus. In Latin, Terra Ursus means land of bears. Let's get to know the European brown bear. This is a subspecies of brown bear that is native to much of northern Europe and Asia. Smaller populations can also be found throughout Eurasia, including Romania, Greece, Turkey, and India. Due to their wide global distribution, brown bears are not considered endangered, but their fragmented populations are concerning to scientists. Compared to black bears, brown bears are less stocky, with longer muzzles and large shoulder humps. They're one of the most omnivorous animals, eating the widest variety of foods of any bear species. Brown bears, like black bears, also prefer to avoid humans and urbanized areas. They can be active at any time of the day, though bears closer to humans tend to function nocturnally. Due to having straighter, blunter claws than black bears, brown bears typically do not climb trees. However, in times of danger, a mother may chase her cubs up trees to protect them. You'll also notice that unlike black bears, brown bears can stand up on their hind legs. Wave hi to our fuzzy friends. They just might wave back. Our bears are free to roam on both sides of the road. Although the sections appear separated, there's actually an underground tunnel that allows the bears to travel back and forth and take a swim in that nice big pond. Now, press pause on your player until you reach the next silver gate, marked Gate 9.
This is the conservation area of the wild safari. This 52-acre area is untouched by development to allow a place in the park for native species. Here, you may see white-tailed deer, red foxes, raccoons, and Virginia opossums. Box turtles and red-eared sliders can often be seen basking on logs in warmer months. Throughout the year, the sanctuary is home to many migratory bird species, often including an important national icon, the bald eagle. Although the conservation area here at Six Flags was created to protect native New Jersey species, it's important to protect ecosystems across the United States. Six Flags hopes you'll do your part in protecting animals in your local communities. Be sure to reduce, reuse, and recycle to ensure the survival of animal species for future generations. Pause your player as you go down under,
down under,
to reach our next area. Didgeridoo Pass.
G'day, mate, and welcome to Didgeridoo Pass. The didgeridoo is an Australian wind instrument of Aboriginal origin, constructed out of hollowed tree trunks. Get ready to see some animals from the outback and beyond. Let's begin with the red kangaroo. They're marsupials and the largest kangaroo species. A full-grown male kangaroo, referred to as boomers or jacks, can stand nearly 6 feet tall and have a total body length of 9 feet with their tail. Females are smaller and often have gray coats. Of course, we can't forget about the adorable baby kangaroos, known as joeys, which remain inside their mother's pouch for 6 months. A kangaroo's tail is extremely strong and thick. As they hop, all of their momentum is moving forward, so their tail acts as a counterweight to keep them balanced. In a single leap, a kangaroo can jump more than 20 feet and nearly 10 feet off the ground. Lights, camera, action! It's the emu. Emus are the third largest bird in the world and members of the rat-tite group, which includes the ostrich and rhea. They have dark feathers with light speckles and a blue face, which is similar to their beautiful blue-green colored eggs. When you get scared, how high do you jump? Just like humans, emu can be a bit skittish, and when startled can jump up to 7 feet high. But they can also scare off predators with a rattle of their stiff tail feathers. Emu are fast sprinters with a long stride, and the only bird with a calf muscle. Pause your player until you reach the next habitat, Tigris asiana.
You're now entering Tigris asiana. Tigers are the largest living cat species, easily identifiable by their striped coat. Unlike lions, tigers are primarily solitary, territorial animals. A tiger's roar can be heard for nearly 2 miles. Another common vocalization is called a chuff, which is a friendly vocalization like a cat's purr. Tigers prey mainly on hoofstock, including deer, antelope, and boar, hunting mainly at night. A tiger's night vision is able to see 6 times as well as humans. Unlike many house cats, they are confident swimmers and will even chase prey into rivers. There are currently 6 tiger subspecies, all of which are endangered or critically endangered, and 3 subspecies have gone extinct. The 2 primary causes for their reduced population are poaching and habitat loss. Meet our Bengal tigers, one of the 2 subspecies we have here at the Wild Safari. Bengal tigers live in southern Asia and are endangered, with fewer than 2,500 left in the wild. These tigers are the only subspecies to have color variations in their fur. In addition to the typical orange and black, Bengal tigers can also be white with black stripes, a golden tabby or butterscotch color, and pure white. Though possible in the wild, white tigers have a shorter lifespan because they cannot blend in with the surrounding Indian jungle. The Siberian tiger is next. Also known as the Amur tiger, the Siberian tiger is the largest tiger subspecies and the largest cat species alive today. They can be 13 to 14 feet long and weigh over 600 pounds. Siberian tigers are found further north than their Bengal tiger cousins, and it's estimated that only 360 Siberian tigers are left in the wild. A common misconception is that Siberian tigers are white in color since they live in snowy climates, but Siberian tigers are always orange and black. Let's meet the Nilgai. Nilgai are the largest Asiatic antelope and are the most common wild animal in northern India and eastern Pakistan. You can recognize this hoofstock by their black and white striped fur, looking kinda like socks around their ankles. We can't leave Tigris asiana without talking about the yak. The yak is a relative of cattle, native to northern China, Russia, and Mongolia. There is a small wild population of fewer than 10,000 that is considered vulnerable to extinction, but a very large domesticated population of 14 million. They have a thick black coat of hair that protects them from the elements and extreme cold, with large hooved feet and horns to the side. You may also spot our mixed herd of black buck here in Tigris asiana. Please pause your player until you reach our final habitat, Baboon Village.
Welcome to Baboon Village, where you'll meet our troop of olive baboons. These baboons can be found in 25 different countries in Africa along the equator. They got their name from their olive-colored coats. They have a square muzzle and walk on all fours. The red rear end is a distinguishing characteristic only present in females. If you get a chance to see one smile, you may see some sharp-looking teeth. The baboon upper canine tooth can be 3 inches long and do quite a bit of damage.
Ouch!
These baboons are considered savanna baboons, but can do well in any habitat. While baboons are omnivores, their diet depends on what's available. They can eat anything from leaves and fruits to eggs, birds, and even gazelle. Baboons are diurnal, which means they will be most active during the daytime. In their natural habitat, baboons can live up to 30 years, but under human care, that time is extended. They often live in groups of 15 to 150. Females will stay with the same group their entire lives, but males will leave and find another group after 5 years. Our baboons are known to be playful and inquisitive. You'll often hear stories about baboons climbing on cars from the original days of the safari, and how soft-top cars had to use a bypass road thanks to a banana extract in the glue. To protect both the baboons and our guests' vehicles, fences were added in 2003. And while you won't be able to have a baboon use your car as a jungle gym, your windshield wipers and side view mirrors will stay intact. You can see that our baboons have some pretty cool play structures. Climbing ropes were repurposed from fire hose. And you'll even find a steel loop from a roller coaster.
You've reached the end of the Wild Safari Drive-Thru Adventure. Come back and visit us soon, as every visit is a different experience.
To learn more about all of the animals you've seen today, please visit sixflags.com/safari. And don't forget that there are more animal experiences available inside our theme park.
From everyone here at the Wild Safari, we thank you for visiting and hope you have a Six Flags day.